Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Well, I am broadcasting live from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. There's too many cattlemen's going. I'm broadcasting live from Cattlemen's Congress here in Oklahoma City at the fairgrounds. And I got a really, really great lineup today for guests and stuff. First, joining me right now from where do you live? I don't remember where you live.
I live in Tecumseh.
Tecumseh, oh, that's
betcha,
right.
You betcha.
And anyway, Michael Kelsey, who is the Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, no, you came on the show last year.
Yes.
Via telephone.
Yep.
And now it was such a great interview. And so,
thank you. Very kind.
We got everything's working. How about this?
You've got it all set up. Hey, and here we are. You're literally in a crossroads right here at Cattlemen's Congress and in Flying Cow's booth. They've been generous enough to let you set up, which is great. But anyway, I'm sitting here watching folks, and of course nobody's saying anything to me because I got these headphones on.
Right.
I'm seeing tons of cattle producers walk by here, Oklahoma, as well as all over the world, literally. So this is great.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. And yes, and thank you, Flying Cow's Genetics, for letting us broadcast from the booth. If some of you guys don't know who that is, they actually are the ones that bought the Plains Genetics out at Shamrock.
Correct.
Where they pull bull semen. But hey, Mike Schweitzer come by here a while ago.
Yep.
We couldn't get him to stay.
he got a little bashful.
Yeah, he got
he said something about some business over in the barn or something.
Whatever.
I'm like, Mike's a great guy. They've got a sale coming up here at the end of February.
Quartermaster Creeks out of Leedy, Oklahoma is up there. I seen the Davis family here earlier.
Davis is here. Oklahoma, there's a lot. We're so blessed in this state. Jimmy, you know this, but we're so blessed in this state. Our genetics in terms of bovine, in terms of cattle here in the state, is bar none. There's nobody better than here in Oklahoma. Now, we say that with a lot of pride, but we also say it with a lot of stewardship, that we have a responsibility to represent that. And Congress to do that for us is fantastic.
Wow.
And to bring all these folks in Oklahoma is unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. And Bray will be on here at the end of the show. Lineup in the show is I've got let me see here. I have Curtis Bryant's going to be on here from Neogen right after this. And then I got Mark McCauley from the American president of the American Angus Association. Mm-hmm. Big boy going to be in here. I got you and him.
What in the world you got me on here for? let me get you some coffee.
No. And then Bray will come back in here at the end of the show and talk about it. It's going successful. I got to go over and watch some of the pen of three heifers and pen of three bulls showing. Man, genetics.
Oh, the quality of cattle here is, again, just unparalleled. And from all over the world, and literally all over the world, certainly the United States, and again, so blessed in Oklahoma to have this.
Yep.
For Oklahoma cattle producers to be this close, really, to this type of an event is truly remarkable. And just to see all these folks coming by just as we sit here and talk is fantastic.
It's steady. And matter of fact, a big shout out to Matt Thornbrough. His wife was supposed to come, but I guess her father-in-law came instead.
Oh, so, gotcha.
Anyway, I seen them in there.
You stay home and feed cows. I'm going.
Yeah. I want to let Ashley know that I send her husband over there into the 20,000 plus genetics on stuff like that. So anyway,
call the banker.
That's right. All right. Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, man, we got a lot coming up.
Yeah, 2024 is going to be busy for us, and we've got a lot coming up quick. And thank you for Jimmy, thank you for what you do and spreading the word about agriculture out in your part of the world and so forth. But January 18th is our winter policy meeting. That's coming up pretty soon. We have two policymaking opportunities within OCA, and this is a time for our members to come together and give the association its marching orders regarding policy. So when I, as our registered lobbyist, go up to the state capitol, I'm not representing Michael. I'm representing the wishes of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
So,
we have stellar issues that we work on, private property rights, environmental, all those types of things, but it's all based upon our members coming together and saying, hey, this is important for us as an industry. This is important for us as individuals in the beef cattle business. This is what we want our association to do. And so January 18th is here in Oklahoma City. Actually, we'll be in Edmond at the Hilton Garden Estate, Hilton Garden Inn up in Edmond. I didn't want to say that too fast. It's the same headquarters for our ranch. There you go. Same headquarters for our ranch rodeo hotel. But anyway, that's where we'll be. And it's a day where we roll up our sleeves, Jimmy, and we go to work. And we're intense on policy. So we encourage all OCA members to put, you got to be a member of OCA because it's a membership organization. Makes
hey, come
the policy.
On up and join.
Come join. And you will be heard. You are guaranteed an opportunity to be heard on the microphone regarding whatever policy wish you have. And then advocate for it and then let the membership discuss it, and then there'll be a vote taken. And, right. And on any issue.
Is there any subjects that you're hearing about right now?
Some of the subjects we're hearing about right now include water. And obviously water is very important in Western Oklahoma. We're hearing a lot on water. We're hearing a lot on, and this is more of an Eastern Oklahoma issue, but it's still important to the state of Oklahoma, and that's Indian Nation type issues regarding the McGirt decision. And how that affects who is sovereign in terms of government. And right. So that's very important, even for our Western Oklahoma members yes. who may not be in a reservation, if you'll let me use the air quotes there,
right.
it's still important for them. And
right.
so, and then the adversaries that we have to our industry are here in Oklahoma. Last year, there were 4 registered lobbyists walking around the state capitol advocating for animal rights organizations. They're here. Jim, they're uh-huh. here. They're here.
You've seen so, what they've done in Maryland. You've seen what they've done in California.
California, Massachusetts.
Colorado.
Colorado. Right on our front doorstep.
Yes.
Or back doorstep, if you will, if you're going west. Anyway, but absolutely. And so those types of issues, we have to be very, very precise, but very, very active on those. And
right.
So it's important we come together January 18th.
And then... that's you make reservations at the
yep.
deal. Matter of fact, you just go to the OCA website.
Yes.
Or even the Facebook page.
You bet.
Or call you or Lori.
Call us at the office. Yeah. Call Lori Campbell. She's the great. You know, give us a call. We'll get you connected in. We'll get you hooked in. We set that policy meeting up to where we start about 9 o'clock, and we try really hard to be done by 4 o'clock. And we do that on purpose because that is an intense day of policy. But we want you to be able to get up and get chores done, then come to the meeting, and then get home and get chores done. Granted, you're going to be doing chores in the dark both sides.
Right.
But you don't have to be gone from home a long time. In other
right.
words, it's not a 3 or 4 day meeting.
Right.
It's a but we don't spend time talking.
You get it done.
We get it done
yeah.
in that meeting. But we do that because we want to honor the time of our members and ask them to really give us input regarding policy.
Well, I got to think, I always thank her, but I really want to thank her today, is Lori Campbell.
Yes.
She's the one who helped me set you up and this deal up today. When I called her this morning, it was like 8:15. I said, hey, what's up? You sleeping late? Well, that didn't go over well because she's calving heifers.
Say, you don't tell me you did that.
I did. And I was like, uh-oh. So anyway, but it finished out. She helped me get this all set up. And anyway, you guys do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And then coming up this spring, round one.
Round one, our spring district meetings. We have them every year. And in Western Oklahoma, the two meetings that we have are Woodward and Lawton. And so Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, we divide our membership up into 6 different districts.
Right.
So our Northwest District and our Southwest District would be your main listening area.
Right.
Woodward is February 8th.
Okay.
And then Lawton is February 27th.
Okay.
And we do ask for an RSVP for those meetings, only because we want to know how much food to bring.
Yeah.
I just want to know how much feed to pour in a feed trough.
And it's always steady.
And it's all, we don't eat chicken. We just don't do it.
I don't understand why.
We're going to eat some beef. We're going to eat some crab cakes.
Crab cakes.
But we want to just make sure we have enough feed in the feed trough. So we ask for an RSVP, but that's the only reason for that. Doesn't cost a person a thing to come other than their time, which
right.
is very valuable. But we want you to feel.
It's February.
It's February, and I know folks are calving and feeding and so forth, but it's an evening meeting. Come and we'll give you an update on the legislative session because the session will be going by then. It's the first Monday in February when the session here in Oklahoma starts. And so we give a good update of what legislation is out there, what we're working on, what we're trying to stop, what we're trying to promote, what we're watching, those types of things, all that. And it's a very information-packed opportunity meeting, but it's a really, really good meeting.
Yeah. Right. And we got people from all over the state here today.
Yeah.
And you know, the show, I'm not bragging on the show, but the show's expanding a little bit.
That's great.
On the website, mm-hmm. on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we want people to understand that I try to get everybody on – anybody on the show to speak for the whole state of Oklahoma,
exactly.
Not just Western Oklahoma.
Exactly.
And yeah. So, and you guys are doing a great job. I mean, between you guys and the Angus Association, I'm fired up.
You've got a stellar pro. Again, I don't know what you got me on here for, but you've got some great group coming
Look, and
on
then
today.
We got standing crowd only wants to get on here on
wants
the show.
To jump on.
Yeah. So anyway, well, we're going to go ahead and today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. So anyway, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, we're going to talk how to do DNAs and tests and all kinds of stuff on cattle. Then people are just gearing up, ready to get on the show with me. So we'll be right back after this. Come on, come on.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers with managing livestock risk protection. LRP is the cheapest way to establish a floor price for your cattle while leaving the top side open. Policies are available for calves, stocker cattle, and feed yard cattle, with no upfront costs or margin calls. For LRP and crop insurance, contact Andy or Codell at the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Hold on to your ag investment at nightlatch.net.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. There, I think I'm on now. I think I got on a little early. This computer, you know, I'm old and blind. Well, anyway, I want a big shout-out to Michael Kelsey, Executive VP of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Great interview with him. And now, the man that we had some good food last night.
Yeah, we did.
That was really good. Curtis Bryant, and you're with Neogen. Did I say that right?
Yep.
You're from Maryland?
I'm from Maryland originally. Yep.
See, I put that together when you was talking about you like the Baltimore Ravens last night. And we're all over here saying, Chiefs.
Yep.
So anyway, and then I seen where your dad's got their pins, and I'm going to go see him after the show. I had too much going on today because I was curious. You know, you were talking about your dad and your mom last night up in Maryland, and you guys sell a lot of quarters, halves, and holes to people. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty interesting to listen to some of your mom's stories.
Yeah.
So anyway.
She does a great job selling beef to that area.
And then you guys have Angus?
Yep, we have Angus cattle.
Right, and then up in Maryland. Anyway, Neogen.
Yep.
Tell everybody what that is.
Neogen is a company that I went to work for about 3.5 years ago on the genomics side. But Neogen is not only a genomics company. They also are food safety and animal health company as well. And so Neogen as a whole is a very big corporation. But I like to say we're kind of a family business at heart in our own little sectors. And so I came on with Neogen about 3.5 years ago on the beef genomics side. They do animal health. Ideal Instruments is one of the main brands that they do on the animal health side.
Right. So, all right. Yeah. And so we were talking a little bit about DNA last night. I don't have an extra set of headphones, but Ashley works for him. She's here.
Yep. And Ashley Bradbury.
Yeah, Bradbury, and she's here. And we were the conversation was going back and forth between football and cattle and all that stuff. And anyway, but genetics is taking such a big role in cattle, at least the last 20 years, but it's on a roll now.
Yeah. Yeah, we've really seen a very strong following on the genetic side and using the genetic tools that we have to really make genetic progress quicker and being able to select these animals and which ones have more genetic potential at an early age is the real benefit of the technology.
Right. Well, I was talking to one of Kelly from Angus Association down in the show ring earlier this morning, and she's talking about they're already on a roll of taking these DNA samples and stuff, and they can actually track cattle that have health issues so you can prevent from getting them in your herd to start with, like heart problems and stuff like that.
Yep.
So what do you heard about that? Anything?
Yeah, bovine congestive heart failure is a huge issue in the feedlot sector. And so that's something that Neogen is tracking as well in terms of being able to identify the ones that are more favorable in the feedlot from a bovine congestive heart failure standpoint and which ones are more likely to have less problems as they get to heavier weights.
Do you ever think you'd see something like that?
No. Growing up in the Angus business and adopting, my family adopted the genomic technology fairly early on, I never thought that we would get to this point in terms of, particularly a trait as specific as, bovine congestive heart failure, so we'll be able to track and really manage. So.
Right, and already know what you got when you got it.
Yeah,
So anyway, so what do you guys do to help the customers out there, the consumers, like the Jimmy Taylors and stuff? What do you guys do?
Yeah, what we do is we have territory managers out in the field throughout the country. And then
some people in South Dakota, maybe.
Yeah, we've got some people in South Dakota. Ashley Bradbury has northern Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa. And then my team, I'm the regional manager for the central region. So that stretches from Minnesota, Wisconsin, down through Texas and Louisiana. And we have territory managers placed throughout the country to not only service the customers, but also support our purebred customers that are out in the field and really manage the business and help the customers on farm and on ranch. And we're a big supporter and face-to-face visits and coming on farm and really supporting and helping the producer however we can.
Right. And then give me a really good example of what's one main thing you can really help the producer with.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is a replacement heifer selection tool. And as we think about how input costs are ever getting higher, the ability to really select your best potential replacement heifers at weaning is very beneficial.
Right.
And so if you know at an early age that they're not going to fit the mold that you're really looking for, from a genetic improvement standpoint, really being able to identify those heifers at a young age, and the ones that you don't think are going to fit as a replacement heifer, really merchandising them and selling them a little different way and knowing you're not going to put them back in the herd.
Right.
And, I mean, that's the real power of genomic testing within the cow-calf sector.
Right.
And
so they what's the process? Okay, say Ashley finds John Deere out there on the John Deere number 2 ranch or something.
Yeah.
What do you guys, do you come out there and help them, or you just give them the tools to do it with?
Yeah, so we'll go out there and visit with them. We have the tools in our vehicles to be able to get started. But it's designed that the producer can pull the DNA sample at their leisure when they're working the cattle. They collect the DNA. That's step one. Step two is deciding of our tests which one is the best fit for them, and then filling out the paperwork and mailing the samples in, and then they get the data back that really shows them which animals have more genetic potential for what they're trying to do in their herd.
Okay, so what are you guys taking a DNA sample out of the ear?
Yep,
is that
there's
right?
Kind of three different ways to do it. You can do a tissue sample out of the ear, or you can do a blood sample, and then the most historic way to do it is a hair sample, where you get the root of the hair, and you can send that in as well. The preferred method is the tissue samples.
Out of the ear?
Yep, tissue sample out of the ear, and then you can do blood or hair as well.
Right, and this... let everybody know, this is not just any breed. It's basically, you have to do it through the Angus Association. Are the other association breeds getting into this more?
Yep. So in the seed stock sector of our business, you go through the breed association, and then Neogen also has a in-house commercial test where they can test commercial cattle to really find the ones that have more genetic potential for certain traits that they're looking to really maximize.
Does that have to be through like a registered bull or on the commercial side?
No, on the commercial side, the neat thing about it is all we need is a sample. They can send it in. We don't need a pedigree information or anything like that. So
right.
They're able to send in a tissue sample with a ear tag number matched up to it. And in about 3 to 4 weeks, they'll have a genomic readout on which ones have more genetic potential.
So. Right. So what's the number one? Let's just go with one and two. Two things that you see most that the producers are looking for in their genomics. Is it the ribeye? Is it marbling? Or is it the claw? Is it the birth weight? What is it?
Yeah, you know, probably the two things that I get requested the most that they're trying to improve. Number one would be pounds, right? We still sell cattle on by the weight.
Right.
And so they're looking to maximize their growth potential and genetic, you know, potential for growth, and along in that same discussion, they're looking at efficient growth. So one of the traits that we have is residual feed intake. So ideally, you want them to eat less feed and grow more. And so that's probably the number one trait we get requested is growth. And probably the next one is marbling. Marbling is a very heritable trait, so it's easy to track. It's easy to do better in your herd, or it's easier to improve in your herd because It's a more heritable trait. And so those are probably the two traits that guys, I mean, and, you know, that's more on the terminal type side. But guys, I mean, you can't single trait select, and maternal traits are something that are very important to people also. We have a stayability trait as well. And so I know you said three, but or two, but I'm going to go ahead and say three because yeah. Stayability
we'll
is
say
pretty,
five. I don't care.
Yeah, so stayability is pretty important to anybody that's, you know, raising cattle, and maternal ability is very important.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's really interesting with this genomics and all this stuff. I just think it's crazy. I mean, it's yep. great, but yep. it's crazy that you can go right out right now, mm-hmm. sell your whole herd, come back in 2 years, say you got a drought, come mm-hmm. back in 2 years, you can almost start right back where you were.
Yep.
Just
yep.
because if you're involved in this tracking deal.
Yep. And the tools are available to really to do that.
Right.
So that's neat.
And then because I was talking with some guys earlier this morning from the Angus Association, and you know they're going to get it to where if you track your bull, say if you got a registered Angus bull, mm-hmm. and you got commercial cows, no matter whether it's Angus, Simmental, Hereford, whatever, you're going to take those samples like you're talking about, mm-hmm. tissue samples, and send it in, get a deal. When you get ready to go sell your calves, say like at OKC West or here in OKC, mm-hmm. and they've got a sale going on through the Angus Association or going through there, you don't have to follow it all the way to the feedlot. You can sell them right here at the sale barn, mm-hmm. and make an extra $20 per hundredweight.
Yeah.
That don't sound like much, but if you're selling a 500-pound calf, that's $100.
Yes, it is.
And you got 25 of them in there, that's $2,500.
Exactly.
So, but all you got to do is, you know, you got to do a little paperwork, mm-hmm. and that's good. So how would people get in contact with you?
Yeah, I mean, neogen.com is the best way to get in contact with us. You know, you can also call the office number. We're based out of Lincoln, Nebraska. So that number is 402-435-0665, and they can get you in contact with your territory manager throughout the country. Let them know where you're located. They can get you in contact with them, or you can look at our test and the different ones that we have available on neogen.com.
Who's running it in Oklahoma now that since you got a big promotion?
You know, this is a good point. We're looking to hire somebody for the Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri territory, and so we're looking for some quality people to fill that spot. So
yeah, hey, what? It is a pretty fun job, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
I can see how it is. You get to go visit all these ranches. And then you get to come to all these great shows. So mm-hmm. so easy with what you say here. Is the Cattlemen's Congress your favorite?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's right in my backyard, so I like the convenience of it. And, you know, the guys here, Tyler Norvell and those guys, have done a great job putting together an awesome show.
Right, they have. They've done a really good show. All right, well, we're going to take it. Thanks you very much for coming on, and great to meet you. I met you last year here.
Yeah.
And great to meet you, Ashley. And good luck. If anybody's got any questions, I got their cards. Matter of fact, I'll post it on our Facebook page after the show with a copy of their cards in case you – he says it different than I do, the Neogen. And I'm surprised I didn't say Neon Jan. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. And I'm going to have Mr. Mark McCauley on. He showed up from the American Angus Association on an exciting day today.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break and be right back after this. Come on.
Well, the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 15th. 898 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 310 brought 300. 4 at 471 brought 255. 7 at 588 brought 237. 12 at 597 brought 231.30. 3 at 628 brought 236. 11 at 639 brought 206. 4 at 664 brought 221. 4 head of heifers at 454 brought 238. 9 at 481 brought 230. 3 at 579 brought 215. 12 at 663 brought 233. 5 at 664 brought 210. 4 at 696 brought 193. Butcher cows were 40 to 116. Butcher bulls brought 22 to 120. Bred cows were 850 to 2650. Pairs brought 1500 to 2600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City. Elk sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is far more than just a cattle show. See for yourself December 30th through January 11th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. And stop by on January 4th or 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale information, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
Beef, that's what's on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 11th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 27th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. They're selling 70 yearling to two-year-old bulls and 20 bred heifers. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, hudsonangusfarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farm Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 27th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. I'm broadcasting live from the Cattlemen's Congress here in Oklahoma City from the fairgrounds. And, man, we're having a good day. Today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour, so I better say my 2 cents. I don't want Nathan to get mad at me. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores in Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. They look forward to serving you. Well, it's my honor in the studio with me right now here at the Flying Cow Genetics. Anyway, Mr. Mark McCulley, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. It was we seen you, Jimmy spotted the other Jimmy.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Jimmy Square.
Jimmy Squared.
Anyway, spotted you down there and introduced to you, and it's great. First of all, before we get started, I want to tell you guys at the American Angus Association that you guys are doing an awesome job of promoting beef in itself and doing so much with genetics and making the quality of beef better. And I just thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to do. Our breeders and our members are for a long time, back in the 70s, started the program Certified Angus Beef, and it was an idea of let's start with the consumer in mind and deliver a product that meets their satisfaction. And along the way, the demand for Angus genetics will grow, and that's been kind of the model we've been doing for 45-plus years. And in essence, we promote all beef, right? We do a lot of education, a lot of outreach to the culinary community, to the consumers directly, and it's not about Angus beef and the producers of raising Angus beef any different. It's about the beef community. Yes. And everyone that's raising beef and the great job they do. And it's always a privilege and an honor to represent their product on their behalf.
Yeah, and things have come so, and the CAB has done such a wonderful job. You know, when you go in a restaurant, you see stuff certified Angus beef, you know, and people see that, and it gets in their head. Last night where we ate, it was not in there, but we were sitting there eating and I was cutting and we were sitting there and I said, "This is Red Angus." And everybody looked at me real, there was quietness in there. Finally, one of them said, "How can you tell?" And I said, "I can't."
No.
But no, you guys didn't. So what do you guys got going on that's just up and coming right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we always, you know, are really focused on, you know, as a breed association, the American Angus Association is about making sure we you know, we focus on that commercial producer, right? What are the tools? We talk about tools in the toolbox a lot, right? What's the commercial producer need to stay in business from a cow-calf standpoint? We need good functional maternal cows. We need cows that breed, bring in big, heavy calves with a lot of value and can do that year after year. And so we stick to those fundamentals. But, of course, the fundamentals and the science around genetic selection continues to, you know, we're doing things a whole lot different than we were a couple decades ago. We have genomic tools now. We just have such powerful tools for cattlemen to use that can seek out Angus genetics that can do a lot of different things that take their herd the direction that they want to take them. So we'll stay focused on that. Again, trying to stay as innovative and as relevant to the beef industry as we can be.
What do you say to the producer out there that not necessarily rolls his eyes up at what we're talking about, genomics and EPDs and all that stuff? What did he say to that producer out there that just says, "I don't have time for that"? It really doesn't take that much time.
No, it doesn't. There's a learning curve to some of these tools and how deep you want to go in them. But I think our registered breeders do a lot of that hard work, that heavy lifting and incorporating the DNA and technology and all of that. You know, for the commercial cattlemen, it's about buying registered Angus bulls with that predictability of the data behind them that they can have faith in. They can build their program around and those calves bring more money. Whether they're selling them at the auction market or whether they're retaining ownership on them, those cattle are worth more because of those genetics that they have. And so, you know, I think most, you know, you think about you, where I started thinking when you're saying, "Jimmy, roll your eyes." You know, we talk about all these new technologies and genomics and artificial intelligence and all this crazy stuff out there. I used an example at our convention here a few months ago. And it was the Jetsons cartoon. You remember the Jetsons cartoon, right? And remember, for those of you that remember that, I came across this article that said, go back and watch a Jetsons cartoon. And if you remember watching those back in the late 60s, early 70s, there was all this crazy technology, right? Stuff that's like, well, that'll never happen. Go back and watch what they were talking about. They were talking about, you know, Zoom conference phones and virtual workout things and all this stuff that's like, holy crap. We're doing a bunch of this stuff today. So when someone rolls their eyes, go, "Oh, that'll never happen," I'll just say, remember the Jetsons, right? Remember what our state of mind was when we heard about some of those things. So I try to stay very open-minded. You know, it's a privilege. Our Angus breeders, I have so many of them out there that they stay really open-minded and innovative to what could be coming down the pike.
Yeah, but you, if you can spend a year or two getting it all in line, and then all of a sudden, Say you got 50 cows, you got 50 mama cows on your operation, and you're bringing $200 to $400 more per calf off of those cows.
Yeah.
Do the number.
Yeah.
I don't have, I'm not going to do it right here on the show, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's $10,000-$20,000 extra a year. All you got to do is buy a registered bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this beef market's changed. It used to be they were kind of all worth the same. All our product was worth the same, kind of, you know, same cents per pound on a feeder cattle on the beef we were selling. That's not the day we're in anymore. There's incredible value between a difference between a steer that's going to grade select and one that's going to grade prime. And we're talking $500-$600 a head difference. And that's real value, and that gets transmitted back. We're seeing more feeders that are paying attention to that. They know what those dollars are, so they're looking for feeder cattle that can more consistently and more predictably hit those targets.
Oh, yeah, and then the consumers are happier.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, right, we're talking about we've got a product that consumers crave, and our consumers here in the U.S. and consumers around the world, they love our product, right? And
yeah, because look at this.
We've made it better than we've ever made it before.
This was 5 minutes before the show, and I'll let you read that to the people in the white.
Says, hey, Jimmy, I have a friend wanting to buy a whole beef. Can I get a number so they can call you? You bet, right?
See?
Yep.
That made my day.
There you go. Yeah. Consumers love our product.
Yeah, they do. All right. We also talked a little bit about what you guys are working on in for commercial cattlemen about that don't want to follow their cattle all the way to the feedlot.
So we have a program we started a few years ago called Angus Link, and we've really seen tremendous traction here in the last year or two in particular. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. There's some pretty big premiums out there for folks selling on the grid cattle that are hitting prime, hitting certified Angus beef. And what we're able to do today through Angus Link is to be able to verify, first off, that if these cattle are sired by registered Angus bulls, so we call that Angus verified, and that's worth something to these cattle feeders. But we can also put what we term a genetic merit scorecard on these feeder cattle now, groups of cattle that it's basically we take the genetics that are in those cattle and we can put that number on those feeder cattle, and it adds a tremendous amount of marketing clout to a set of feeder cattle for a guy that's really been investing in better genetics. This is a way for them to communicate the genetic merit of those calves onto the potential buyers. We've seen a lot of uptake on it on the big video sales here over the last few years, but we're also starting to see done some things here at the auction market here in Oklahoma City, some special sales where they're pooling those cattle, putting those cattle, consigners that are enrolling in this program, putting those cattle together, and we're seeing extra bidders show up at the time of those cattle being sold, and they're bringing more money because
extra $10, $20, $30 per hundredweight.
Absolutely,
ain't nothing. Yes, no. It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So what's next year you guys are coming to Texas for the convention?
Yeah, so we have an annual convention that we move around the country, and this next year we'll be in Fort Worth in that first week in November. So it's we've got a really great trade show. We have a lot of educational programs. We have some good food and good time as well. And so we'd love to have folks come join us.
And when is that again?
It's the first week in November.
So that's it's before opening day of deer season here in Oklahoma. So there's no reason why nobody shouldn't get to go. And I hope if I can pull it off the boss, I might come down and do a couple shows.
Oh, we'd love that.
I'd love that. You know, and my son lives down there anyway, so I'd have free motel.
Fort Worth's a pretty cool city. Yeah.
So anything else you want to tell all your Angus people before we go?
No, it's just I would say if there's folks out there, if you've got some questions about Angus genetics, we really strive to be a resource for folks. We've got a regional manager that lives right here in Oklahoma. His name's Jeff Mafey. He's an expert on all things Angus genetics. He can help you if you're looking for some cattle. If you've got some questions on some of our programs, I mentioned Angus Link. You can go onto our website at angus.org or just Google search Angus Link. Troy Marshall's our director of commercial programs. He watches over that program. But if there's ever anything that you've got questions as it relates to Angus genetics or how we can be helpful to your operation, we hope you'd reach out to us.
You guys are doing a wonderful job again.
Thank you.
And I just seen Bray Haven walk by. You think he forgot he was supposed to be on the show?
Oh, I doubt that. He probably won't be too far away.
Anyway, well, thanks again for coming on.
Jimmy, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to Wheeler General Store break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If you need something and you could buy it now cheaper than later, it makes sense to buy it now. Lyle's giving you the opportunity to do the sensible thing. If you need ag tires, they're on sale until January 15th in Blair. Blair Tire and Feed's having a sale on all in-stock ag tires, including Firestone. The whole crew appreciates your business this year, and they're looking forward to helping you next year. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19. Pay less right now for all in-stock ag tires. This deal's good till January 15th.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in 4 different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Every time I talk to this guy that's getting ready to come on the show with me, we always get rain. And you guys, I've left you alone about the weather today so far on the show because we have such great guests coming on. Guess what? Roger Mills County, home of Bray Haven, 1 inch last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
awesome. You got to bring me on more often.
I know. Last time I got on, we was at 3 inches or something.
Yeah, I was talking about how much rain you guys were getting, and then you were kind of negative about it, said I got more than you did, and then y'all got, like, dumped on that night.
Yeah. Anyway, and then, of course, on Facebook, he had to make sure mentioned. See, I told you. So, anyway, it was good. Well, anyway, on the show with me right now is Bray Haven. He's one of the head cheeses for the Cattlemen's Congress, where I'm live from today, not advertising, but we're having a good time. We've had some really good people on. Bray looks as good as last year. Is it?
It's great. The barns are full of cattle. People are here. We're setting up for a great big weekend. We kind of crescendo into this thing, and this weekend is huge. We've got 6 or 7 sales in the next 48 hours, and lots of cattle here, and lots of people here. What more could you ask for? And it's been great weather for the most part. Yeah. Got a little bit of rain, but, people don't complain about rain.
No, it was a little chilly this morning when I got here, but once you start walking around, you forgot about it.
Yep,
and
that's
then
right.
I got here and got to watch the pen of threes with some of the heifers and some of the bulls down there. Wow, good stuff, right?
Yeah, and our championship carload pen stayed right here in Oklahoma. Great group there. Express Ranches won the carload show. Okay. So really, really neat to see. If you've never seen that, it's really cool. How they bring, a group of 8 bulls that are kind of characteristically alike and bring them in there and show them all each individually and then
and
run
they're
them
not
around
on
in the pen.
They don't have their halters on either.
That's right. That's right. They turn them loose and roll them around there. So it's really neat to see. It's different. If you're used to watching cow shows, it's different than your traditional shows. And, it's a neat experience, especially if you're a commercial producer. But that's one question I've got for everybody that's listening to your show, Jimmy. Why aren't they at Cattlemen's Congress?
Right. I've seen some people from out there, Matt and his dad, Thornbro, from Sayers here. And matter of fact, I left them, had to come back up and get ready for the show. They had the bulls out there doing 3 at a time down there earlier. And they were just like, where's the halters? It was good. But I've been here for 2 hours solid getting ready to be here. And I've seen people from every state in the United States walk by here.
Yeah, we've got exhibitors literally from 45 plus states, Canada and Mexico. We've got some people in buying cattle from Scotland. Was visiting with them, and they run an Angus ranch over there, and you ought to see these cows, and they don't feed them any grain, straight grass.
And
pretty cool. It was neat catching up with them, and they were in shock. They're like, you don't realize how massive this cow show is until you get here.
Right.
There's cattle everywhere. And so they were posting it all over Facebook. And, as we continue to go down the road with Cattlemen's Congress, I think it's just going to keep growing and we'll get more foot traffic through here. And obviously the new Coliseum and what the fairgrounds and the city of Oklahoma City has planned for the facility.
What are they going to do with the old Coliseum?
Jim Norick will come down.
It's coming down.
As soon as they finish the new one, and then they'll build a connecting facility that all these barns will connect in and kind of like the super barn there now. So it'll be a little longer walk to the show ring, but it will be nice, and it'll give us an opportunity to expand the trade show. And, there's a lot to do here. There's a lot to do here. There's a lot of people to see, a lot of cattle to see, but there's, it's kind of like a mini farm show, and we're hoping to grow the trade show side of things when we get a little more space to do it.
Hey, don't let this guy from Roger Mills County kid you. Mini farm show, my butt. This thing's huge. And you never know who you're going to run into. I was just walking down this aisle. I took this aisle, went straight over to barn 4, headed to barn 5, didn't know where I was even looking for. Bam. Ran into the Davises.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just boom, right there. So, anyway, there's a lot of, and the cattle, we got Angus, we've got the bull sale coming up here in about an hour.
National Angus bull sale.
And then what's tonight?
The National Hereford sale is tonight.
Tonight, yep.
Yep, so 2 big sales today.
And then this
weekend. If you're looking for a bull, get down here.
Yeah.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Talk to people. Just because it's up here and it's a big show doesn't mean this bull is going to it's going to cost $100,000. It's not like it.
No.
The breeders are here. They're making deals.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's a lot of trading going on back in the barns, too.
Yeah.
And these cattle are bred not only for the show ring, but these cattle are bred to be put on commercial operations, too.
Right. That's the big deal.
Yeah. That's exactly right. There's affordable bulls back there for you to take home and put on your operation. And, heck, you might get a bargain.
Yeah, you never know. And we're so lucky out in western Oklahoma. We got between Quartermaster Creeks, Davis Angus Bulls, Bert Hudson. I'm going to forget somebody, so don't be mad at me. We got a lot of great bull sales out there, and there's some of them up here.
Yeah, they're up here looking around too because they're looking to improve their herd. And I think that's the point, right? I mean, the goal of Cattlemen's Congress is to move the cattle industry forward. And we're not just talking one segment of the cattle industry. We're talking the whole thing. You know, a lot of these guys breed bulls, purebred bulls, to put on commercial cows. Heck, I've got two purebred registered bulls on my commercial cows. And, you know, it might help you sell your heifers, might help you sell a bull or something later down the road.
Hey, and they're talking about this heifer deal might carry on another year after this one. What a great opportunity to get some good breeding going and for some commercial heifers to sell here in a year or two.
No doubt.
Looks like they're going to hold their price. And anyway, man, well, Bray, I know you've been busy. And I know you was over there pouting a while ago, not wanting to come on. And you was hoping me and Mr. Angus would just keep on talking, but it didn't happen. So anyway, we're here. And thanks for letting me broadcast live up here. And there's my cue to get out of here. And thanks a lot.
Catch you next time, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks, sir.